Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Vanya Velkova was born in Plovdiv, one of Bulgaria's oldest and most beautiful cities. In the past 20 years, however, she has been living and working in Germany. At first, with her parents and colleagues, she founded a Bulgarian school. She was its principal for more than 10 years, and her mission was to attract as many Bulgarian youngsters as possible to teach them the Bulgarian language and traditions. Vanya is one of the founders of the Association of Bulgarian Schools Abroad. Later on, she moved to Berlin, where she teaches Bulgarian to German students and is a correspondent in Germany of the Bulgaria Now newspaper, published in Chicago, the United States. Vanya Velkova's busy schedule has never broken down her connection with native Plovdiv. For Christmas, she has given to her fellow citizens some rare moments with the exhibition mottled with traditions and beauty, arranged in the Museum of History there. The display features her private collection of authentic folk costumes and adornments from Bulgaria. More than 20 folk costumes from various folklore regions of this country shine in the exhibition, plus old and more recent samples of lace and embroidery, as well as authentic goods from traditional lifestyles in the 19th and 20th century Bulgaria.
I grew up with my grandmothers in a village, she says, so I know and love village habits and ways.
I received my first traditional costume from my granny while I was a pupil in high school. I became keen on costumes a few years later while on a trip to the town of Triavna in central Bulgaria, as I was spellbound by a lovely Triavna folk costume I saw in a shop window. I bought it straight away, and this is when my passion started. Most of the costumes in my collection have been inherited by my family, and others have been donated by elderly people. In fact, I've bought only a few, she explains. At the exhibition's opening, Vanya Velkova was dressed in a traditional costume from the Debersko village in Macedonia. She told us more about the most valuable items in her collection.
The
costumes come from various ethnographic regions of Bulgaria. I know their history, what woman owned it and when she lived. Every costume is unique, but let me tell you about my favorites. The first one is from the village of Kozanovo in the Asenovgrad region, and it is the wedding costume of my grandmother. It was made in 1935. My grandmother made it alone, including lace knitting. The shirt is of white linen, and the top, called aladja, is made of embroidered wool. It is richly decorated with lace. My grandmother put on this costume on big holidays only. The second costume I love very much is from the village of Banya, not far from Hisar in southern Bulgaria. This is the oldest item in my collection. It was owned by Granny Mita, who was born in 1870. It is made of cotton and wool and decorated with sequins and beads. The headpiece adds more beauty to folk costumes. This one is made of blue cotton lined with needle lace, the finest Bulgarian lace. To make such lace, women used horse hairs for superb elasticity and strength. I got this costume from Granny Mitter's granddaughter. Today, she is an elderly woman who attended the exhibition's opening and was happy to see the costume of her grandmother in the glass showcase, concludes Vanya Velkova. And now listen to Ever Courted with Gelmuma, meaning lovely girl.
Nigel, 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 Nig big yell. Whee!
This has been Ever Quoted. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.